Okay, Shalom Aleichem everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Tuesdays, B'derech Klal, 12 o'clock p.m., live with First Seder Bez Medrash. Baruch Hashem, we didn't have a shir last week, but this is the first shir after Shavuos, and that means this is Baruch Hashem, the fourth anniversary of this shir. We began B'chesed Elyon 4 years ago after Shavuos with the Kaf HaChaim, as Rabbi Greenspan reminded me. And if I'm correct, today is the 139th shir in this series, Baruch Hashem. I will have to say that although for the last 4 years we've tried to give the shir weekly, it is very possible now that we will go to once every other week, and Bez Hashem, we will still be able to continue together. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and his mishpacha, as a schus for him, his mishpacha, for the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. So, we've been working on a series of the Mefarshei HaRambam. And we did the Magen Mishnah, and we did the Lecha Mishnah, and the Mishnah LeMelech. And now we go to one of the Mefarshei HaRambam. It's perhaps not as famous, because it's not in all the Rambams, and even the ones that it's in, it's only on a few Chalakim, but he's also one of the main Mefarshei HaRambam, and that is the Mari Korkus, Rabbi Yosef Korkus. Now, the Chidah writes in Shema Gedolim that he was from the Yotzei Gorush Svarad. He was from those who were expelled from Spain in 1492. Now, it's not clear when he was actually born. Was he from those who actually were expelled and he was born before 1492? Was he from those who left Svarad and he was born after 1492? It's not clear that anybody knows. The Chidah's Lashon Yotzei Gorush Svarad. Perhaps we can be medayik that he wasn't an actual those who were expelled. It's hard to know. But it's obviously in that Kufa, we're talking about late 1400s, like close to 1500. That neighborhood is when he begins his life. In Chuvas Mabir Chelak Aleph, Simen Reish Pei Tes, he says, V'nascha Bereish, in that Chuv, he says, before we're going to talk, start with the first one. Hu Agadol B'Chachma U'Minyan. He's the one who's great in Chachma and in Minyan. Rav David Ibn Zimra. And Shekasav Zelashaynai, the Radvaz. We spoke about the Radvaz already in Ashir. Uchamayshanasav Anasam Mazel Al Divrei Achacham. So he says it starts with the Radvaz. Later on at the end, he says, and like the Chach, the one who talked about the words of this Chacham, the Radvaz, who's that? Harab Yosef. Talmid Muvuk L'Rav Hanizkar. He was a Talmid Muvuk of the aforementioned Rav. Asher Kasa Beherich, that he wrote and he in length about the Tshuva des Radvaz. So the Mabit is saying that the Mari Rabbi Yosef Korkus was a Talmud Muvok of the Radvaz. Now, it's interesting that the Chidon Shem HaGedolim, he says, look in Tshuva's Mabit Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Tzadi, the Shaka Batari Mari Korkus al Tshuva Yosef. That the Mabit has a back and forth with the Mari Korkus, with his Tshuva's back and forth. The Magia, in the footnotes in the Zichron Aaron edition of the Mabit, he says, I don't understand why the Chidah only quoted Reish Tzadi. The Simon before in Reish Peites, he also talks about Rabbi Yosef, the Mari Korkus. Now what's interesting is that in Reish Peites, he just calls him Rabbi Yosef, and Reish Tzadi actually says Rabbi Yosef Korkus. Maybe that's why the Chidah did that. But he also saying that L'chaira, if in Reish Pei Tes, we're talking about Rabbi Yosef, is Rabbi Yosef Korkus, there it says that it was the Talmud Muvok of the Radvaz. Why did the Chidah not bring that? In fact, the Chidah, when he brings the association of the Mari Korkus and the Radvaz, he writes, V'araz Radvaz Kosev Lov, the Radvaz refers to the Mari Korkus as Mari Korkus Chavrin, our friend. Where is that? And he has a handle with him. Where's that? That's in Simon Shin Mem. Over there it says, the Radvaz writes, Kol ze kosev achacham, Rabbi Yosef Korkus chavrin, Rabbi Yosef Korkus, our friend. Now, what does chavrin mean? Does it mean he was his friend? It means he was his Talmud? In the Eitzra HaGedolim, they say that was the minig of Gedolim Kadmonim, that when they wanted to talk about their Talmud, they would talk in a lashon of kavod and say our chaver. So he wants to say that yes, the Radvaz means he was my Talmud, and the Mabit is correct, he was his Talmud Muvuk, but Yesh La'ayin, it's very unclear. Now, there are other places in the Radvaz he quotes Rabbi Yosef. He doesn't say Rabbi Yosef Korkis. And I saw somewhere that they assume that this Rabbi Yosef Korkis. It's not clear if it is or not, but some assume that. In the Radvaz Simim Memtes, he writes, Yidid Nafshi HaChochma HaNechmon Rav Yosef. I'm sorry, Yidid Nefesh HaChochma HaNechmon Rav Yosef. In Shin Lamed Hei, he says, Zokin V'kane Chochma Nosu Ponim V'nom Shel Kedoshim Kamrein Rav Yosef. In Elef Tavdalit, he writes, Zayis Ranan Yefei Pritayar HaChacham Rav Rav Yosef. If this is referring to the Mari Korkis, it's not 100% clear to me. If it is, he doesn't talk about him as a Talmud. He has very flowery descriptions of his greatness, but he doesn't refer to him not as my friend or as my Talmud. He just has a lot of praise for him. So the connection with the Radvaz is clear. The question was he a Talmud Chaver? Was he a Talmud? Was he a Chaver? Very Talmud Muvuk. It's unclear. Now, in the Mabit Simon Reish Sadi that we quoted before, that the Chida says, you know, he talked to him about, he writes, Hine ba lichtei ba mashach chazar, lichtei ba chacham Rav Yosef Korkis. I'm going to answer back what the Chacham Rav Yosef Korkis wrote to me. He answered me. And he talks about, he says, V'loritz b'chamas koichai, and he ran with a great anger. If he would have just nice and libo ledaktik b'moshek asafti, if he would have just given, stopped for a moment, and to be medaktik, and what I wrote, lo yoyomasek, he wouldn't have any questions on me. And he writes the Mabit that the Mari Korkis had two types of questions. One was, his logic argued with my logic. So he says, you know, that I'm not so nispal from. Gavra, gavra karamis. One, you could ask a question from one man and another man, they could argue. The second type of question was that the second type of ha'aras that he had was he went and he was madchik and he wrote things that are very forced, so to speak. It's not like the pashup shat. Now, says the Mabit, usually we say shavka likra diu dachik. Sometimes when you have no choice in a Gemara to say pshat in a pasuk, except for a very limited case, you say the Torah is talking about a limited case. So the Gemara says it's not our problem. Let the pasuk itself is the one who limits itself. So says the Mabit, that's by psukim, but by mila deinshi, by people, you don't have to go and twist yourself into pretzels to make your specific cases just to answer your questions. Now he goes through the whole tshuva, and at the end he writes, Kial Yontif, he writes a whole poem, and then he writes, Kial Yontif Banu, it's Yontif time, Vu Erev Shabbos al Erev Pesach, it's Erev Shabbos of Erev Pesach, V'chayev Odom Letar Atzmai. It's a person is obligated to purify himself, V'kirboi, not only himself, like Berega, when he, on Yontif, the Gemara says, you have to go be Matar yourself, whether it's from Tumah, go to the Mikvah, whatever it is. So he says a person's obligated to cleanse himself and his insides. U'lechaynen machshavois of l'avaydose baris barach. And also to concentrate his thoughts on serving Hashem, that's all a preparation for Yontif. So therefore he says, you know, I'm not going to get so involved in this. He says, V'shailus mechilus kaparas, so you're asking me, seems the Mari Korkis, even though he spoke very sharp in the letter, but at the end he asked mechila from him. So he says, Ani lefidaiti sheikalti bi yoyser midai. He says, really, I really feel that you were very lax with me, and it was too much, not enough of a covet that you acted with me. He still, Ani moicha lemecha mechila mochalach, he says, but I'm going to forgive you. V'Hashem yimchalach, Hashem should forgive you. V'leichashav lach la'av, it shouldn't be considered a sin that I was pained by your words. And if at some time in the future, Yor HaKelis Einenu, Hashem will illuminate our eyes. Nisa Manitem B'Teirasei, we were able to handle, to talk back and forth in his Torah, be Ava V'Chiba L'Shem Shemayim, with a love and endearment L'Shem Shemayim. Now, where was the Mari Korkis? It's also very unclear. It seems that he was in Egypt, in Cairo. It seems he had a yeshiva there as well. In the Sefer Zikaron for Reb Yitzchak Nisim, Chelek Dalet, page Reish Mem Aleph, There's a letter there from the Arizal, from Ksav Yad of the Arizal, who was writing while he was in Cairo, and he was writing to someone, Reb Shimon, it could be it was a relative of his, it was had to do with business. And then he says in the middle, Hine Yedidi Rabbi Yitzchak, my Yedid, my beloved Rabbi Yitzchak, asked me an Eitzel, Lufine mi Yomite, in front of whom should he come and learn? I told him to go learn by Rabbi Yosef Korkis. Now, these words are hard to understand because he is right now diligent in his learning. Now, who is the he? So the one who printed it over there in that Reb Sefer Zikaron says the he is referring to the Mari Korkis, meaning he's shaykid kais belimoid bahira, he's teaching and paskening, so it's a good time to go to the Mari Korkis. And therefore he could teach him properly. But in the Maria, Rav Spiegel, who wrote a little bit of a Toldos on the Mari Korkis, he says, no, Kyushaiked Kais Beliman is referring to this Reb Yitzchak, who wants to know where to go learn. So right now he's very diligent in his learning. And he continues, V'Yitzchak Tzarech, the letter continues, Yitzchak needs Mished Yechuv Yashkidu Belimut, someone to guide him and to teach him diligently. Bata, so he's trying to tell this Reb Shimon, so why don't does he come to learn by you? I guess the Reb Shimon wanted to know why. Bata, Noisim and Nisan. Noisim, but you're a businessman. Leisucha Lishkara Sifricha, you're not able to be diligent in your learning. He says, Yom in a Yomim Boim Bez Hashem Achashana, but maybe in another year, days will come. Yois Loi Lelechas Limanimachem. He says, maybe, I guess, you know, you'll be a little freer in a year, and you'll be able to teach him better. Then maybe he could come learn with you. Zoysu Eitzasi, this is my Eitzah to him, Buivchar, and he'll choose to learn by you, Reb Shimon, or to come to Mari Korkis. The assumption over there, in those who printed the letter, the Madar over there, that the Arizal was in Cairo, and he was saying to come to the Mari Korkis in Cairo as well, even though it's a Sheyelech, but he was in a different place, and he should go to the Mari Korkis in Cairo. Now, there is, you know, we know that the Mari Korkis, it seems we know the Mari Korkis was in Chutz Laretz, at least for a while. There's a long tshuva that in the Sefer, in the periodical Hamayon, volume Mches, Dalid, where there's a Ksav Yad there, a long tshuva about Shemitah. And some say it's the Radvaz wrote it, and then the others say the Mari Korkis actually was the one who wrote it. And the question was, Hech yisnaig b'shnas ha-shmita b'Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. How they should be naig Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. So Tshuva, the one who answered it, again, assuming it's the Mari Korkis, he says, Lefi shalein isbar b'sheilo b'mehu ha-safik. The one who asked didn't really say what exactly he wanted to know. V'gam kiyem dinim bilti nuhugim etzleinu. These are not laws that are accustomed by us, because presumably he was in Chutz Laretz. So this is the Mari Korkis. Again, this is a raya that he was a paisik and a rashiva, and he was in Chutz Laretz. Umat maskim behem, and not many people are involved in the halachas of Shemitah. So therefore, ani tzarech ani laharche b'chal advarim. Therefore, I'm going to talk very expansively. And then he says, Gam ki din Eretzel chavivim v'arevim alai. The dinim of Eretz Yisrael are very beloved and very pleasant to me. So therefore, I love to go into them. Which would sound like, as we'll see also from this svarim that he wrote on the Rambam, that they also might fit in that this was the Mari Korkis. Now, in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, he talks about what year Shemitah was. Ulefi chish b'cheshbon zeh, shana zu ishna shin yud gimel, this year shin yud gimel ishna sa Shemitah, which was 1553. And Mishnas Bchenon Unoyagin, again, there's a shaila of what, how the years of Shemitah went. That's what he says. So obviously he was writing his Pirish, Mari Korkis, in that year. We don't know if he was an Eretz Yisrael when he wrote it or not. It's also not clear. And Tshuvas Avkas Reichel, which is usually from the is the Beis Yosef Tshuva, Simen Tazayin, that's really the Mari Korkis. And Shema Gedolim, the Chidah writes, V'day, you should know, Tshuva Simen Yervav, or we call it Tazayin. And Avkas Reichel, Angels Tshuva Mimaran, this is not from the Beis Yosef, Elu Tshuvas Mari Korkis, K'may Shekasav HaRadvaz, B'Tshuva Shin Mem, Shu K'may Shekas, that like the Radvaz wrote in Tshuva, Shin Mem, And that Shin Mem is what we quoted before, that the Radvaz said, calls that Kosav Achacha Mari Korkas Chavrin, that our friend the Mari Korkas wrote that, that was this tshuva from Avkas Reicha. So over there, the Shaila is, he says, Al Mashanoagu Biksas Mikoimus Beretz Yisrael, that some places in Eretz Yisrael, which again lends to the fact, the way he sounds like he's saying it, is he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael, there are some places that someone who shechs an animal, and there's a halacha, you're supposed to give certain parts of it to the Kayan, Matnas Kona, so they would sell the whole animal to someone, and then they would give the Kayan, like a pruta, a dollar, and say, here, this is instead of the Matnas Kuna I was supposed to give you. And the Kayan would take it, and he was very happy with it. So the question was, are they Mekayim Mitzvahs Matnas Kuna or not? Or maybe you have to give the Zraya, the Lechayim, and the Keva, the forearm, the cheekbone, and the stomach, you have to give it to the Kayan, and then maybe the Kayan didn't want it, so therefore, they were very happy to take a few dollars for it. So that was a Shaila that he wrote. Again, it lends to the fact that he was not in Eretz Yisrael. In Hilchas Bikur, in Paraktes, Halacha Yotes, where he handles this Shaila that he was talking about, he writes, Uchvar Kosafti Zeh B'tshuva Ba'erech. I already talked about this in length in a tshuva. Now, it seems he was in Yerushalayim as well. There's a tshuva in a Ksav Yad about Mashkanta D'Surya, a certain type of mashkin, collateral that one takes from someone else. And this was a big shaila at the time. People used to do this. There's this shaila, the Beis Yosef and Avkas Reichel Kufya Beis talks about the Mabit Chelek Aleph Reish Nun Tes, argues on the Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. He also handles this shaila. The Radvaz and Beis Alof and Kuf Samach Beis handle this shaila. So a similar shaila. I don't know if it was all the exact same shaila. But he writes there, V'ra'isi Pinkas HaSoifer, Asher Yoyapai Yerushalayim Zeh K'may Arbaim Shana. He said, I saw in the notebook of the Soifer that was here in Yerushalayim for 40 years. Again, which this now tells us that he was at some time in Yerushalayim. What year that was, there is like a letter in Ksav Yad, which I didn't have access to, but I saw brought down somewhere, that they want to say it was Shin Chaf, that he was in Yerushalayim. Shin Chav is 1560, that he was in Yerushalayim at that time. As we'll see, it's hard to know exactly. Now, we know very little about his life. What about his Sfarim? So the Chida writes, V'chiber nifla l'Rambam. He composed an unbelievable sefer on the Rambam, U'mivi'u maram v'kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef brings it in Kesef Mishnah. U'mikarayv, and recently nitfas al sefer Zroim l'Rambam. It was printed on Sefer Zroim, says the Chida. V'arav Chazoy Nochum, the Chazoy Nochum, who has Pirush on the Mishnayis, in Kachim, he lived in the late 1600s, early 1700s. Maybe Kama Lashonis Mimenu, says the Chida, brings many Lashonis from the Mari Korkas. So it wasn't printed in his life. Again, so he was in the 1500s. The first time it was printed was in Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, 1757 was printed in Izmir, in Turkey, and it was printed on Seder Zroim. So the one who printed it was named Reb Chaim Ventura, and in the Hakdama he writes, "Upi Amalei Tehilos LaGvir," and I'm very thankful to the Gvir, Mechutenu Ar Mechutan, Mereinu Arav Avram Rafal Chivan, or something like that. Kizah Sefer Sham Nimtza Imai Beveis Kenazav. He had this Sefer in his storehouses. He says this Reb Ventura, Valichasi Laretz Mitzrayim, when I went to Egypt, Sham Yashavti, I was in his house, and I was zeicha to get the sefer from this gvir, lavia beis hadfus, to bring it to be printed. So this gvir had the ksav yad of it, he had the manuscript of the Mari Korkas on Zroim, and this Rav Ventura convinced him to give it to him. He says, V'yadei shano kamatirchis tarachti lohaitzi lo'or ha'sifra de'veirav. How much bother, how much work, effort I put in to print this sefer. Uchvar yotze menutim shal harav ba'ilam. And the legacy of the Rav, the greatness of the Mari Korkas, is already known b'sefer Maran Kesef Mishnah, that the Beis Yosef brings in his sefer on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah. Mi'at mizor b'chidusha b'ksas l'shaynes. Very few of his chidushim he brings for him. Bavelikimin aliyadi Torah Shleima, Hakadosh Baruch Hu caused to come to my hand a whole Torah, meaning the whole Sefer Meravzal Achela Gimel Achela Gimel of Seder Zroim, Seder Zroim v'Seder Avoda v'Seder Tahara. So three Svarim: Seder Zroim, Seder Avoda includes Karbanis, my understanding is, and Seder Tahara. V'tayra Megillah nitna. So says this Rav Ventura. He says v'tayra is given over in pieces. Megillah, Megillah, not in one shot. The Gemara says it's a play on those words. Ki aitzayis merubi. He says it's very expensive to print the svarim. So he wants to say that he says v'dein garman. This cause. I wasn't able to print all of them, only Seder Zrayim, and that is what he printed, the Mari Korkis and the Rambam of Zrayim. Now, if you want to know how many times the Beis Yosef quotes the Mari Korkis, I did a search on the computer. I can't say it's exact, I did my best, but in Seder's, in Zrayim, the Kesef Mishnah brings him 62 times, in Avodah 63, in Tahara 49, that's 174 times that he quotes the Mari Korkis in those three Svarim. The truth is I didn't check in Karbonis, I'll be honest, I forgot to check Karbonis. So it's probably more times than that. Now, it's an interesting thing, you shouldn't get thrown off, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yates Halacha Beis, the Kesef Mishnah says, Kaza Mari Korkizal, Dar Karchel Tari Seifrimu, Bitzarach Luchtoiv, it's a Tari Seifrim, and you have to change it. So you'll say, what do you mean? There's no Mari Korkis on Hilchas Sanhedrin, that's in Shaiftim. He says, but if you look in the Madura, Shapsi Franco Rambam, so he writes that is actually a Mari Korkis in Hilchas Bias Hamigdash Perek Tes Halach Yud Aleph, where he handles the same Shaila, and he says, you have to change the Girsa. Now, the Chidaz we quoted before said, Umikarev Nitvas al Sefer Zroim. Recently it was printed on Sefer Zroim. So it's interesting, the Chidah in his Pirush and Tehillim, which is called Yosef Tehillos, at the end of Kapitel Kufyud Beis, Pizar Nosen Lev Yainim, it says over there, so he asks the steer in the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis, the beginning of Masech Tepeya, says that there's a Midas Chasidus to give more than a fifth, more than 20% of your income to Tzedakah. The Yerushalmi says a fifth is an obligation, more is, or at least to a mitzvah, is to give more than a fifth. And our Gemara in the Bavli says, Ayivazve is Yaisim Mechaimish. You don't do more than a fifth, and the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Matnes Aniyim also says that. So it seems to be a contradiction, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis. So says the Chidav, Ani Ba'anyi Tiratzti B'Sifri Birka Yosef Yaradeya Simen Reish Memtes, in my Sefer Yaradeya Simen Reish Memtes, I answer this question, that in the Pirush HaRambam it's talking about a mitzvah of pidyon shvuim came to the person's hands. So in a situation where pidyon shvuim, in order to redeem captives, that is a chiyuv to give a fifth, and that's what Yishalmi says, you have to give a fifth for mitzvahs, and midas chasidus to give more. And the Bavli is talking about stam. It's not the pshat, someone came to you and said, we have a captive. They're talking about a person's giving out his money taniyim. Giving out your money taniyim, that's a different story, you only give a fifth. So this is what he writes in Tehillim, that he said in Birka Yosef on Yerdeyav, he says, V'atoba liyodi pirish mari korkazal. He says, now I received the pirish of the mari korkiz, v'reisi shekasav karav lezeh, and I see that he wrote similar to this, it's in the mari korkiz, matnas aniyim perek zayin aloha hey, where he also goes through the Rambam and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and gives a similar answer. Now the Chidah continues, Milvar chiburei shechiber al Rambam. Besides what he wrote in the Rambam, ki yodua shechiber tshuvas al shaynes haRambam sheshalu mimenu. It's known that he wrote a sefer tshuvas answering on questions of the terminology of the Rambam. Uchmoishas Radvaz, like the Radvaz did. We spoke about this in the Shia on the Radvaz. Shechiber chiber al Rambam. He wrote a chiber on the Rambam and the lashaynes of the Rambam. For isik savyad, and says the Chidah, I actually saw a manuscript of it. He also was mechaber. He also composed tshuvas. Just like there are in the tshuvas that were printed in Venice, so says the Chidah, I received some of the tshuvas that he wrote on the Rambam. So the Chidah says that he got a hold of some of the tshuvas of the Mari Korkis. I think most in Hilchos Shabbos, if I remember correctly. And at the end of the Chidah Sefer Chaim Shaal, it's tshuvas Chelek Beis, he printed some of those tshuvas. In the year Tof Shin Zayin is 1947. So the Schulzinger brothers printed a a print of the Rambam, and they printed the Mari Korkis and the Radvaz to those Perushim, Miksav Yad and Sefer Avoida, from an old Ksav Yad that they had, that they found through someone called Rav Dov Beresh Zuckerman, who was a Rav in Buffalo. And in Akdama, this Rav Zuckerman writes that the Ksav Yad, this manuscript, was in the hands of Rav Yaakov Yisrael Al-Ghazi, who lived in the 1700s. Because of Shmai Al-Agilian Shadaf Arishin, he actually signed his name on the margin of the first page. And he gave it over to his son, Reb Yomtif Al-Ghazi, who's known as the Marit Al-Ghazi. And he wrote his Sefer on Hilchas Becheres and Chala of the Ramban. And in that Sefer, he brings many things from the Mari Korkis in Ksav Yad. So he had that Ksav Yad, and eventually they got a hold of it and they printed it. Now he also writes, Bisvarav Elu, in these Svarim, Nuchal Lehakir Reichav Libay Vedaita Slula. You're able to see how expansive his heart is and how he had a very clear way of thinking. Bederech Limudai, the way he learned was, Humegin Taman al Divrei Rambam. He's always coming to protect and answer the Rambam against the Ravid and the others who ask questions on the Rambam. And not only that, he works hard, he's Mishtadel, to try to reconcile the Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah together with the Rambam on Pirush HaMishnayos. Like we said before, from the question about a fifth, so there are Mefarshim who say the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos was just explaining, and when he wrote his Yad HaChazakah, he retracted things. That's often a very easy answer to explain a contradiction. But the Mari Korkis worked very hard to show that there were no contradictions and that they were all going in the same Mahalach. And he writes, he continues, and he writes, as Rav Zuckerman, that from the Pirush HaMishnayos to the Rambam, that he brings different texts, Mugoy's edited and Muduyakis and exact. Kinira, he says, it seems that he had the original Arabic text of the Pirush HaMishnayos, and therefore he, when the translation that we have, he was Masakin, he edited and fixed things, and he said, you know, it's a wrong thing. I have the original that Harbi Shibushim Nofek Yadua. It's well known, a lot of mistakes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam, in the Hebrew translation of it, because it was written in Arabic. And he brings an example in Hilchas Bias Migdosh, Pereches Halacha Hey. So over there, the Mari Korkis says that could be the Gemara in Bechiris is missing a word or something like that. V'chein hu Lashon Rabbeinu b'Mishnah, and that's the Lashon of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. And in the Shabtzi Frankel Madura, there's a little asterisk there that says on the bottom, B'Nusach Ha'arvi, in Arabic. He writes, V'toiz harbe u'lishonis chaserim yesh Gemara Bechiris. It's interesting, he says, there's a lot of mistakes and a lot of things missing in the Gemara and Bechiris. Liyaz bilti murgeles, because people didn't learn it so often, it wasn't so common. For some reason, naflu boi tois harbe, there were a lot of mistakes that fell into it. Vein darish, vein misakin, no one wants to fix it. So he was showing that the mistake in the Gemara, something's missing from the Pirush HaMishnayos LaHarambam in the Arabic version of it, which seems different than the version that he actually had in the Hebrew. He shows that that is the right way. Now, Rav Zuckerman writes that the Ksav Yad, the Chazoy Nochem also had. We mentioned before the Chazoy Nochem was in the late 1600s, early 1700s on the Rambam, on the Mishnayos, I'm sorry. And he had it, and he brings from the Mari Korkis many times from Ksav Yad. So Rav Zuckerman writes that I went and I was malakeit from the Chazoy Nochem, what he brings to the Mari Korkis, and I put it here in this Sefer as well. Which means to say that the Ksav Yadar of Zuckerman had did not have all the things that the Chazoyin Nochem had in his Ksav Yad, and therefore, besides printing the Ksav Yad, he went and he also got, and he was malakeit from the Chazoyin Nochem and Mishnayos. The Madura Shapsi Frankel in the Akdama to Avoida, they write they had two Kisvei Yad of the Mari Korkis, and seemingly those two has much more than this original one that Rav Zuckerman and the Schulzinger Madura had. And I'm assuming, I didn't check it out, but I'm assuming that the many of the things that are in the Chazai Nochum are in the Shabtzi Frankel Madura between those two Kisvei Yodis. So we have Zeroyim, we have Avodah and Karbonos, and the Pirush of Sefer Tahara, or Seder Tahara, has not been printed, it was lost, we don't have it. So that's why we don't have a lot of the Mari Korkis on the Rambam. Now, the Rav Tsukerman writes that the Mari Korkis had in his, he had access to the Beis Yosef's, the Sefer Beis Yosef, Lamarana Rikarai, Umevi Dvarav Behelim Shmais. That's an interesting thing. He said it's clear that the Mari Korkis had the Beis Yosef, whether he had the Kesef Mishnah, which was written first, and the Beis Yosef, it claims he had the Beis Yosef, and when he brings sometimes from him, he brings without saying his name, he writes, V'yesh Misha Kosav. Some write, V'yesh Misha Diak, some were medactic. And in those cases, he's referring to actually the Beis Yosef. One example is, in B'yes Migdash, Perek Zayin Elachayud, he writes, V'reisi Misha Kosav. So Rav Tsukerman says over there, that is the Beis Yosef in Simon Shintes. And if you look in the Shabbos Yifrenkel, Madura, they have on the side, the Mekairis Etzionim, they also say that is in the Beis Yosef in Shintes. Now, so he had access to the Beis Yosef. Hachidah, the Chidon Machzik Bracha, Arachayim, Shimon Lamivov Oistes. He has a Shvera Kesef Mishnah, a Kesef Mishnah he has a hard time with. He writes, V'lekim min eliyadi, Hashem brought to my hand, Chuvas Mari Korkis Ksavya, the Chuvas of the Mari Korkis in its manuscript, and he had a very good answer for the Rambam. Vein Sofik Etzli, says the Chidah, I have no Sofik, Shezuhay Sadas Maranzal, this was the Shita of the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah as well. Diyadua Shehu Haya Biyadi Chibur Marik. He says it's well known he had the Svarim of the Mari Korkis, like he brings many times in the Kesef Mishnah, and he also, we find in the Chuvas of the Beis Yosef, and Avkas Reichel, there are Chuvas from the Mari Korkis, so clearly he had the actual Chuvas, right? How did he get those manuscripts of the Chuvas of Mari Korkis? How did they get mixed up in the Beis Yosef's own Chuvas? Because he had those himself. So he had access to a lot of the Svarim of the Mari Korkis. The Gamaydiya Lema'ayin. So listen to the Chidah. The Chidah says, I'm going to tell someone who wants to be Ma'ayin. The Kama Zimni, many times, numerous times. Reisi Divrei Marim Bekesef Mishnah Ma'atim. He says, I see that the Kesef Mishnah spoke very briefly, very short. V'lehizkir Mari Korkis. And he didn't mention anything about the Mari Korkis. But if you look in the Chiburim of the Mari Korkis, whether it's the printed one, whether it's the manuscripts, you'll see that in length the Mari Korkis talks about that. The Emir Be'enai says, so I think that the Beis Yosef saw these chuvas from the Mari Korkis, and he brings them from him, and he brought it very short, very bekitzer, but really in length the Mari Korkis talks about. So it means to say that even though the Kesef Mishnah brings the Mari Korkis, as we said, hundreds of times, but there are times that he's saying something on his own, very bekitzer, very briefly, but he really means to say what the Mari Korkis, or he's quoting the Mari Korkis, what he said in length, and that's what he wanted to say is pshat in that Kesef Mishnah over there in Shin Lamed Vav Test that he was having a hard time with. Now the Sefer Me'il Tztaka of Rabbi Eliyahu ben Avram Shleima HaKayin, Chelik Beis, Simen Aleph, Reish Lamed Beis, he writes, Yitzias HaShabbos, the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, when it talks about carrying in Akir and Anacha, so the example is with an Ani and an Asher standing, Ani's outside, the Asher's inside, the Balabais is inside, and Hikshem Ari Korkis Beshituk Savyad. So the Me'il Tztaka quotes the Mari Korkis asking a question in his Shita, meaning that's his Pirish on Shas, on Gemara. Ksavyad, that he asks, why did Tana say his dinim with a poor person on Balabais? Why didn't you say one person's inside, one person's outside? Why do you pick a poor person on a Balabais? So if you look in the Mishnayos, you'll see the Rav talks about it, and the Tversil talks about it. So this is a question that was asked, and the Mari Korkis answered that, he also asked a second question. Why does it say the Ani's outside? Why can't the Ani come inside to get what he needs? And also, why does it say the case of the Ani before the Usher? So first the Mari Korkis said this is very normal, the normal way of doing things. The Ani's outside and the Usher's inside. Inami, it's coming to tell us a chiddush that even though the Balabayas is busy with the Dvar Mitzvah, he's giving tzedakah, still he's chayev for Haitzah on Shabbos, for taking stuff out of a house into a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. And that's why you put the Ani first, because it's chaviv lei. Because the mitzvah is more chaviv to the Tana. The fact that the Ani is receiving his staka is more chaviv to the Tana. He said it first. It's interesting, the Mil Tztaka himself has numerous terutzim to these questions. One terutz he gives is that it's telling us something, Derech Agav, that when you give money to a poor person, don't force him to come into your house. He might be more embarrassed. If he comes knocking on your door, you can just hand it to him. He doesn't have to look at you. You don't have to look at him. He doesn't have to be embarrassed. You should be careful about it. And he has other terutzim there as well. So here we see the Marikorkas must have had some chidushim and shas as well. In Shita Mekubetzes, Ksubis, Daf Beis, and Gimel, there's a few things that the Rebbe Tzal Ashkenazi says, Matzasi Bekuntris, I saw in the Kuntris of Achacham Achasid, Kmerin Rav Yosef Korkizal. There's also, they found the Ksaviyad of chidushim and Ksubis and Shabbos, that in certain prints of the shas, they put them in the back. But some say this wasn't the Marie Korkis. It's hard to know. Back to his Sefer on the Rambam, it's interesting that the Magen Mishnah, as we know, he wrote on the Rambam as well. He was the first one. We learned about him a few weeks ago. And he wrote on only on things that are Negei and Chutz Laretz. He didn't write on the parts of the Rambam that are not Negei and Chutz Laretz. Roim, Avoda, Karbonis, and Tahara. And it's interesting, the Marie Korkis, maybe he was trying to fill in, like we know a lot of the Gedolim afterwards felt he had to fill in for the Magen Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah writes that, and the Lecha Mishnah, we said that with no Shurim. Maybe he felt he had to fill in for the Magen Mishnah, and because those are the ones he did write on, Zroim, Avoda, and Tahara. If you remember before, he's in that tshuva about Shemitah, he says that it's chaviv to me, Dine Eretz Yisrael, chavivim varevim alai. We weren't sure if that was actually the Marie Korkis, but if it was, it fits in that the svarim that he wrote on are the ones that are Dine Eretz Yisrael and Dine Nat Negeya in Chutz Laretz. Now, we've mentioned in the past the Machlaikas, the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit, in the Shurim on the Mabit, about Peiros of a Goy during Shemitah, and the Geat Tetrumas and Maisis as well, Peiros of a Goy of a Goyish land in Eretz Yisrael, what Kedusha does it have? So that's a Machlaikas. Beis Yosef says it doesn't have any Kedusha, the Mabit says it does, and so they gave him his manazeh, we talked about it, the difference between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, if they eat Goyish fruits, Gayish produce during Shemitah or not. So the Marie Korkis in Shemitah V'yayvel, Perek Zayin Alocha Gimel, when he's talking about the Alocha of beer is that it comes when there's no food for none of a certain product left for the animals in the field. So this concept of beer, you have to get any Shemitah fruits you have in your house out of the house. So the Rambam and the Raiva, they hold that it means you have to destroy it, you have to actually burn it. So the Marie Korkis says, Kvar Kasafti Shahar Becholkim. I already wrote that many argue on the Ram and the Raivad, and the Ramban and Chumash, he says, Herich Bazeh, he speaks in length about this, and he says, and I believe like the Rishonim that I said before, that you don't have to burn it, you just have to be mafker it. You have to make it ownerless. So he says, Rav Krosh Achashainim, most of the Pais Rishainim hold like this. Rav HaRishainim, Rav the Rishainim hold like this. V'yeshlitzach aleihem, and therefore you can rely on them, and you do not have to destroy these Perishvias. And then he brings the Rishalmi and Shemitah, I think in Parak Tes. We learned this Yerushalmi not long ago in Daf Yomi of Yerushalmi. And this was, there were these people in Sipairi who didn't have any friends. They were Kapudoi, I think they were called. They're people who, they were tough people. No, they didn't have friends. Because the Gemara says over there, if you want to do beer, so you have to be mafkarit. But if you're poor and you want it back, and you want the Shemitah fruits back, so it says you mafkarit to a friend, if the friend's standing there, and then he'll give it back to you, or he'll let you take it back. So you don't have to worry that someone else might chop it. So these kapudoi didn't have any friends. So they came to Rav Ami and they said, how are we going to do beer? If we're going to be mafkarit, everyone's going to grab it. We won't have anything left. So Rav Ami told them in the Gemara over there, you should go into the marketplace at the end of the day when no one's really there. And therefore you could be mafkarit and there's no one around and you could take it right back. So that's the story. So says the Marie Korkis, v'zu takana gedoyle liyoshvi aretz v'zman hazeh. This Eitzah Rav Ami is a big takana for those who live in Eretz Yisrael v'zman hazeh, because even though we hold it's mutter to buy Paris min hagoyim, however, nirashein kinyan l'goy, he holds that the goyish fruits have kedusha shvias, like the mabit. V'chala kedusha shvias al Paris. And therefore, when it comes to zman of beer, you have to mivar them. He says, "V'uterech gadol." It's a big pain in the neck. It's very hard. You're going to go be mafker them, and you have to go in front of a lot of people. Be mafker them. Hadalis rav va'atzum. The poverty is terrible. He says it's very severe poverty. He says, but the way I wrote now, they mikayim mitzvahs beer b'li hefse, without losing out on their fruits, like Rav Ami gave to the Bnei Kupdoi that they should do it. Now, even though he says, L'dash Rabbeinu tzarech l'sarfum, again, even though the Rambam holds you have to burn it, he says, but we see the goyim shekasavti, the goyim I brought, and the rayas that I brought, you could rely on them, and for sure, b'shas hadchak, kihu b'chol nesivay se'a shalom. The Torah is nesivay se'a shalom, it's rochea darchanem, it's pleasant, and therefore, if it's such a shas hadchak, you for sure could do something to help out and not have make everyone have to burn all their produce, and then this pasha can be nothing left till the next year when stuff grows. It's going to be very hard. And not only that, Shvius, he says, either way is only midrabanan, and therefore we could go lekula. Now, we don't know what year he was born. We don't know what year he was nifter. So there is a ksaviyat, a manuscript, on the beginning of a ksub, of Masechta Ksubas, we mentioned this before, up to Daf Tes, that it says over there in the title, and at the end it says that whoever was the one copying it over, he says, I finished this sefer. Now that date is bechlal wrong, because in that year, which is Shin Chaf, as we'll see in a moment, 1560, Yom Aleph was not Chaf Hei Cheshvan, so there's something wrong with that date. Bechlal, Poi in Mitzrayim, here Mitzrayim, Hatzor Menachem. So now, what do you see from here? Shin Chaf, it says, Zechrayna Levracha. It says, Zechrayna Levracha. Now, this is Cheshvan of Shin Chaf. This is really the end of 1559. Now, there's a little problem. If he was nifter before that, we had before, some want to say that there was some letter that says he was in 1560 in Yerushalayim. Unless it was that small amount of time from Tishrei to Cheshvan, it's hard to know how all these things work together. Others say he was nifter in Shin Chav Hei. There's other makaris he was still alive, like we said before, in Shin Chav. So maybe he was nifter 1565. Others say it was as late as 1570. Again, we don't know. Very, very unknown. Obviously, from the Gedolei Hadar, the Kesef Mishnah constantly bringing him, and the Mabit and others handling with him, and the Radvaz handling with him, is from the Gedolei Hadar, from the Mefarshei Rambam, but we don't know when he was born, we don't know when he was nifter, we barely know where he lived, not clear, just from random manuscripts in Kisveyad, but not from his Sfarim, anything like that, we don't know clearly, Yerushalayim, Cairo, very unclear where he was nifter, the details about his life we don't know, but we do know that we were Zeicha, at least they have now, Baruch Hashem, his Pirish, and Zrayim, Avoida, and Karbonis, Taharo, unfortunately we don't have, and a few random chidushim, a few random chuvas here and there we have from him. Zchuso Yogin Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.